Okay, we can start our practice. So please sit comfortably and try to keep your back straight as much as possible. Take a few deep, long breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Do it a few times to relax your body and relax your mind. And gently close your eyes if you like. It's a beautiful morning. And ask yourself a question: why am I here? Or are you having any expectations before the practice? If you have any expectations, try to let go of those expectations and free your mind. And just be here and try to be the observer of your own mind and your thoughts. And see where it can take you. Take a few more deep, long breaths to relax your body and relax your mind. Try to observe your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes to make sure your whole body is relaxed. Foundation of our practice is loving kindness, developing love and compassion within ourselves and towards others. Think to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Now think about your family members and friends, your parents, your grandparents, your husband, your wife, your partners, your children, your grandchildren. Think about them individually if you like. Send your loving and kind thoughts towards them. May all my family members and friends be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all my family members and friends be well, be happy, be peaceful. Sometimes we do have a difficult family members and friends in our lives that is hard to get along with at times. You may have a negative experiences with them before. Please understand, forgiveness is one else. Forgiveness is for ourselves. When we forgive somebody, they don't gain nothing. But you will gain peace of mind by letting go of that negative thoughts and emotion towards somebody. It might not be easy, but we can start from somewhere, and little by little we can get better at it, like anything in life. So try to forgive, but don't need to forget. Send your loving and kind thoughts towards all your friends and family members. May all my family members and friends be well, be happy, be peaceful. Finally, send your loving and kind thoughts towards all living beings, human beings, non-human beings, people who are suffering without food, without shelters, people who are suffering from natural disasters, people who are suffering because of the wars around the world. And we can have compassion towards everyone. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. May all living beings be well, be happy, be peaceful. If you want to change your posture during the practice, you can do it mindfully and aware of all the movements and changes that you are making. And because during this practice, we try to be mindful of each and every second as much as we can as part of the practice. Now all of you are with hearts and minds are full of love and compassion, not only within yourself and towards others. We can gently start our practice and focus towards our breathing to start our mindfulness practice. Now without forcing your breath, and bring your attention to focus on your breathing. And keep your concentration on each and every inhale and exhale. When you breathe in, understand and aware that you are breathing in. When you breathe out, understand and aware that you are breathing out, exhaling. And try to keep your concentration as long as you can. And when you realize you get distracted with thoughts or feeling or sensation, and bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. when you are paying attention to your inhale and exhale, you will start to feel a subtle sensation of your breathing, maybe on your upper lips, or maybe inside your nostril. Sometimes you can feel it on the back of your throat, or down in the belly as it arises with inhale and falls away with exhale. Wherever you feel that subtle sensation of, and start to pay attention to that part of your body and try to keep your concentration as long as you can. And if you don't feel that, which is totally fine, and still keep your concentration on your inhale and exhale. Thoughts are part of the mind, and if you realize that you get distracted by thoughts, do not try to stop your thoughts, which is impossible. And each and every time when you realize that you get distracted with the thoughts, acknowledge that you got distracted and you bring your attention back to focus on your breathing. If you get distracted by your thoughts or feeling or sensation or the noise, Please bring your palms together in front of your heart. Make a strong determination to practice this meditation every day, even for a short time. May no harm come to you. May no difficulties come to you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you. And you can open your eyes. Okay, we can do the chanting. Start with page 4. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Anicca vata saṅkhārā upādevaya dhammino. Upajjitvā nirujjanti tesaṁ upa samo sukho. Sabbe sattā avērā hontu. Sabbe sattā abhyāpajjā hontu. Sabbe sattā anīgā hontu. Sabbe sattā sukhi pariharantu. Mano pubbhangama dhamma. Mano setta manomaya. Manasāce paduttena bhāsativā karotivā. Tatonaṃ dukkha manveti cakkhaṃ vavahato padaṃ. Mano pubbhangama dhammā. Mano setta manomaya. Manasāce pasannena bhāsativā karotivā. Tatonaṃ sukha manveti chāyāva anapāyini. Mind is the forerunner of all states. Mind is chief. Mind made are they. If with one should either speak or act, suffering follows caused by that. Mind is the forerunner of all state. Mind is cheap. Mind made are they. If with clear and confident mind, one should either speak or act, happiness follows course by that, as one's shadows that never leaves. We believe in generosity towards others. We believe the skillful noble path is marked by generosity. We believe generosity has many levels. Think generously, speak generously, act generously. We believe generosity, and this practice allows us to become more open, accepting and forgiving. We believe extending generosity to ourselves and others is bringing joy and nurturing the spiritual community for years to come. May I become at all times, both now and forever, a protector for those who without protection, a guide for those who have lost their way, a ship for those, a sanctuary for those who in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant. By means of this meritorious deed, may I never join with unwise, only the wise, until the time I attain Nirvana. Good morning to all of you. How was the practice? Good. That's glad to hear. Is anybody new today? Can you say your name? Angela, thank you for coming and welcome to the temple. Anyone else? Yeah, I remember, yes. Well, welcome back. Does anybody have any questions or something that would like to ask? Well, that's great. No questions. Oh, you have one.
I mean, just the value of the past and the worry or about the future. If you spend your whole life trying to solve those things, you never live in the now. And the only thing that you can actually, we don't even have control over now, but we have control over how we accept the now. If you want to spend your money going to the therapist and finding out what wrong happened and what's going to happen in the future, go ahead. But if you don't want to do that, just whatever happens today, that's it.
Well, thank you. I just came back from Sri Lanka 5 days ago on Wednesday. The picture behind me is my teacher who passed away a month and 9 days ago. This was the last picture that I took with him a few days prior to his passing. So this whole week I dedicate all my meditation and everything that I do to him, because if it wasn't for him, then I won't be sitting here and guiding this meditation to you guys. So I've been so fortunate to meet my teacher 35 years ago as a 10-year-old boy. Like you mentioned, the past is part of us. Oftentimes, as human beings, we often don't learn our lessons from the past. We often make mistakes, and then the same thing keep happening to us because of not learning from the past. I remember 9 years ago, my mother passed away. I struggle, even though I've been a monk for 34 years, knowing and preaching a lot about the death, of the impermanency of everything, including the life. But I struggled so much. 5-6 years, I struggled a lot because of my mother's passing. So I often try to figure out and asking questions of why am I struggling this much? And practicing and knowing that the nature of everything is impermanent. But why am I struggling? This is the question that I have been asking last several years. Because it was a sudden death, and I wasn't expecting her to pass, and she wasn't old. Last 17, 18 years I've been in U.S., and when my mom is alive, whenever we call, she called me. Her one question that she never forget to ask me is, when are you coming back? This is her question, always before I hang up, and she will ask me these questions. And I always joke with her, and I said, if you're going to buy me a ticket, I will come tomorrow. And the tickets are so expensive. And my teacher was alive, and my teacher, he has 4 different temples to manage, but I had so much freedom because he was there doing all that. So at times I only go back every 5 years, or sometimes I stay 5 years without going there. But my mom always called me, and then she always asked me, when are you coming back? And even for a short time, she wanted me to go there. When she passed away, I still remember the telephone call that I got at midnight. And it shakes me still to this day that when I remember the telephone call that I got saying that she passed away. So when I ask myself, why was I struggling so much? And I realized that I should have been with her more often. I should have gone back there often to spend the time with her, that which I wasn't able. And now she's gone, I don't have that opportunity anymore to make it up for the time that I didn't spend with her. As I mentioned before, as he mentioned, that the past is part of us, that we have to learn from that. And when I got a telephone call on about my teacher who has been sick for a while, and I visited him 2002, and his whole life is an example for all of us, and he knew that he is going to pass away, but he didn't know when. But he was preparing us, and especially being the oldest students of him, he was preparing myself to manage and to do the next, to manage all the temples and do everything that I'm supposed to do after he passing. He was preparing myself and all the other monks. When I got the telephone call, January, I think it was January 10th or 11th, that he's sick. And I decided myself, I got to go right away. I left here on January 15th. Especially I got to thank Bhante Sujata, who helped me a lot during this time. So I was able to go there and spend the time as much as I can and I need to. I spent a good quality 1.5 month with my teacher. I was able to help him mentally, physically, with everything I can. And because my teacher is my father and mother beside my own parents, once I left my own home at the age of 10, my teacher was my father and my mother. I had loving parents at home, But it was really difficult for them to let me go, because once you leave your home, you will not come back. You only go visit them probably once a year or so. And then as a monk, you give up, including your name that you were born with, you give up everything. When I went to Sri Lanka for this time to take care of my teacher, I learned my lesson from with what happened with my mother, that I wasn't able to go there whenever she asked me to. But I did not want to make the same mistake with my teacher, and I'm so happy. I'm sad that he's gone, but I'm happy that I spent all that time with him, and I did everything one possibly can to do to take care of him. And my journey with him, I feel today it's completed. It's whole, came to the whole circle. It's only because that I learned my lesson from the previous experience, that I did not want to suffer, go through the same thing that I went through for 6-7 years after my mother's passing. So I don't have the same sadness that I had it with my mother, because I learned from my mistake. Because he always taught us to be in the present moment. And with my previous experience, I wasn't in the present moment. I was thinking like, yeah, she's going to live, and she's so young. I will have enough time to go back and see her. But with my teacher, being that in knowing what happened, I thought I got to go right away. And I went there, and he spent so much time, and now I feel so happy that I was able to spend all that time and did everything I can. So that's why the life is a continuous journey, that we are going to have a lot of ups and downs, but each and every opportunity, especially what we consider the negative or experiences or the sadness or all these things, are the best teachings that we can learn. Not often the positives and the things also gives us the opportunity to learn, but oftentimes the sad or the negative experience are the most that we can learn if we are open enough. Because it's always, I share this story on my Saturday Dhamma talk, it's always about asking yourself and find things within yourself, and what mistakes have you done, what we can learn. because oftentimes we try to figure things from outside, but more often the things are finding within self. Because sometimes people come to me and asking me questions, and then whenever I give them the answer, and always tell them, answer is within yourself. But we aren't patient enough, or we don't have the enough awareness to find that answer within ourselves. Because trust me, there is nothing you're going to find from outside. It's all within yourself. But we are always looking outward. That's why it's so difficult for us to find the answers within ourselves. Because I will share the same story I share on Saturday, because it will help you to find answers within yourself, that with the way that I found all the answers, still try to find the answers within myself. The story is this little monk at the temple that was trying to meditate. So one day he went to his teacher and said, teacher, I cannot practice in this temple because there are all the other monks that just talking bad about me and negative things about me, and they talk gossips, and they don't enough spend time to practice. So I need to go to a better place to do my practice. And the teacher, yeah, you can go, but can you do me a favor before you leave? And he said, bring me a spoon and fill the spoon with little water, and then walk around this whole temple without spilling any water from the spoon. And the monk said, the little monk thought that was easy job, and he started walking around the whole temple and very carefully, not spilling any water. And when he come back and told his teacher, then look at, I walk around the whole temple and I didn't spill any water. And teacher say, okay, now you can leave, but I have to ask you one question before you leave. And he said, have you heard anybody talking bad about you while you're walking today with this spoon? Or have you heard anybody talking gossips? And the little monk said, no, teacher, I didn't hear anything today because I was so focused on the spoon and not spilling any water. So once you focus on yourself often, the outside world is not so much matter to us. Whenever I was a little monk, when I had so much complaint about the rest of the world and go to my teacher, and he always tell me this story, remember the spoon and the water. So this was his famous story to me. Now he's passing and all these memories come to my mind. It's like the river flows through, and I remember everything that he taught me. So I am so grateful for my teacher, and that I'm able to sit here and share this with you, and that to open somebody's eyes and heart to overcome the difficulties in life, which I have. So I hope that will help for you, because being a monk is not easy. Now I'm realizing how hard my teacher, I wasn't his biological children or even the others, but he just took care of us only because that he knew that we are going to help the world to be a better place. So I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for every one of them. So that's my message today, and just look inward. Don't pay so much attention to outside, because the answers that you are looking for is lays within yourself. So try to find that answer within yourself. And keep the practice, and be mindful. And every opportunity that we get, positive or negative, it is there for us to learn something. And just be aware of that. So that's my message today. If you have any questions, I got a couple of more minutes to answer any questions if you have. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. I don't think we... the announcements that I have a sound therapy and a meditation and a chanting event on the 13th, this Saturday at 4 p.m., which is focused on overcoming a mental and a physical pain through meditation and crystal sound therapy. And of course, we have our farmers market is starting on April 4th. May 4th. So starting if volunteers can sign up to help with the farmers market. If anything you want to add, Tessa? I just, from top of my head, I just said.
I know, you were doing great.
Thank you. No, 20th.
On April 20th.
Yeah.
We have our kirtan, which is a very traditional kind of musical event. It's wonderful. And Bhante Rakula so graciously offered to do a free sound to get us all grounded. That will be at 7:30 next Saturday. Tickets are $20. And then starting on Tuesday, obviously we have construction going on, so I think in a couple of days, I think Wednesday, we can only use the side entrance. We're going to have lots of things happening, but it's because of you guys and your donations and pledges that we've been able to start this project. So we appreciate it. It's going to be unveiled within the next month or so.
The final project.
I'm so excited.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tessa. Okay, thank you all for coming today and have a good day. Thank you.